Chapter 3, April 1st, 1881. A sad event happened today for old Mesilla. Since the Gazdan Purchase, we have enjoyed great prosperity as a major trade and transportation center in the Southwest. We are proud to have a central station on the Butterfield stagecoach line. But today, progress will pass us by as the first Santa Fe Railroad train arrives in Las Cruces. Benny felt strange walking into the house. It had been in his mother's family for almost 200 years. His Aunt Mia came on weekends to take care of the place. Benny looked at what was in the refrigerator. Aunt Mia had left a welcome note and lots of groceries. Benny was surprised at how cool the house was in the summer heat. Like many of the first homes in Mesilla, it was built of adobe, bricks made from mud and straw. Benny carried his stuff into his bedroom. Two large windows looked out onto a small backyard. He could see Ray outside, sniffing around in the dirt. It wasn't Ray. It was a different dog. Ray was behind the other dog. A boy walked into the yard. He looked about Benny's age. The boy waved. Benny ran through the kitchen to get to the yard. He went up to the boy. The boy stuck out his hand. "I'm Cole Sullivan. We live right next door."
"I'm Benny Stone. This is Ray."
"Shake, boy." Ray offered his paw to Cole.
"This is Haywood, but we call him Woody for short."
Cole pointed to the other dog.
"Is that your brother over there?" Benny asked. A skinny kid about 10 years old stood at the edge of the yard.